Over the last week, we've been reporting on Question One, the ballot initiative that would establish a framework to distribute, tax, and regulate marijuana sales across Maine. Today, in our final installment of High Stakes, we head to college, where students could play a critical role in determining if the new initiative will pass. Marijuana use on college campuses is at its highest level since 1980. And even though students tend to support marijuana legalization, Robbie Feinberg reports that they likely won't see much of a difference on campus if Question One is approved.
On the campus of Bates College in Lewiston, pretty much every student feels the same way about Question One.
I think it should be legalized.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm from Massachusetts, and like,
people are going to do it regardless, you know, so if it's legalized, it's, you can put a standard on, like, what people are smoking.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if people feel comfortable with it, why not?
Most students didn't want their name used for this story, but one, junior Alexander Gwillem, views marijuana as a safer drug than alcohol. She says drinking at bars or parties can lead to rowdiness, overconsumption, and risk-taking behavior by students. But with marijuana, she says, it's a different situation.
It's pretty low-key. Like, in my opinion, it's a lot more casual than drinking. You know, it's like something you do in like a small group of people. There's really no pressure. Whereas if you go out drinking, it's like super loud and like, you know, sticky and hot and messy. So I feel like marijuana is just the more, like, to use like the term chill, you know, a lot more relaxed.
It's frustrating, Gwillem says, that marijuana is treated so much differently than alcohol, both by law enforcement and by campus officials. She says campus police may tell a student to just pour out their beer or wine, but for marijuana, they'll give you a strike or a fine. Get three and you're suspended.
Let's not criminalize this group of people because they like to use something that makes them feel good that is not actually that dangerous, you know?
But while Gwillem and other students may want more relaxed school policies when it comes to marijuana, the reality is that's nearly impossible. The reason is federal money. Virtually every public college receives tens to hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funds for things like financial aid and research. But that money comes with some strings attached. Universities need to follow the federal Drug-Free Schools and Communities Act, which bans marijuana use.
We have nearly $900 million annually in research funding, so certainly that's a focus for us, is maintaining our eligibility to get those federal research funds.
Ken McConnellog is a spokesman for the University of Colorado, which wrestled with these same issues after Colorado legalized marijuana sales in 2014. McConnellog says the school opted for a two-pronged approach, beginning with education. McConnellog says it's understandable that students would mistakenly think marijuana was legal on campus. So as soon as new students get to campus, particularly out-of-state students, the school sits them down and talks about drug use. McConnellog says if the messaging doesn't work and students still decide to use marijuana, then the school gets tough.
You know, it's important for us to, you know, err on the side of being strict about this. It's easy for people to say, well, I didn't know or I thought it was legal, but we feel like given the messaging opportunities that are out there and the kind of things we do with students, you know, ignorance is not much an excuse.
There are only a few years of data, but the new approach seems to have led to fewer drug problems at the university. In 2012, the school reported nearly 400 drug arrests and more than 1,000 referrals. After legalization in 2014, those numbers fell by more than half. Robert Dana, the vice president of student services at the University of Maine, says he sees his school trying the same thing.
We would be spending even more time, spending prevention time, so that they understand that this psychoactive substance, like any used heavily or immoderately or frequently, you know, can have substantial negative effects.
Dana says the federal laws do play a role in keeping marijuana banned on Maine's campus. But for him, the bigger factor is the drug's effect on academics.
In my history, not just as a dean, but as a person who studied drug use, and marijuana became sort of conceptualized and as a benign substance. But we know it's a psychoactive substance, and that used immoderately, it can hurt you. So for college campuses here and across the country, it's always been one of those things that you don't want to have corroding the academic enterprise. And we've always spent time preventing its use and taking a reasonably hard stance, saying that you can't do it here, it's against the rules, it's against the law, and students are called to account when they violate those rules and laws.
However, the bigger question is, will these students come out to vote? University of Maine political science professor Amy Freed expects the answer to be yes. Freed says college students tend to head to the polls for presidential elections, and that should mean a boost for the legalization campaign. Freed compares this year's marijuana initiative to Maine's 2012 referendum on same-sex marriage, which passed by a 6% margin.
Where that was another issue where there were really big differences by age group in terms of support. The younger one was the more supportive of marriage equality, generally the more support for LGBT rights, and similarly, more support for marijuana legalization.
David Boyer, the political director for Legalize Maine, understands the importance of the college vote. Because of that, he says his group is planning to have coordinators on every major campus in the state, from Bates to USM, including a full-time staff member on the campus of the University of Maine in Orono. He says Legalize Maine will also have extensive get-out-the-vote efforts for students, including volunteers driving people to the polls on Election Day.
So we have a pretty robust plan to make sure the majority of young people get out and vote this time.
And if enough of those young people make it out, they could be one of the deciding factors on Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.